All right. Item number 14. From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report on the implementation plan and current activities of the Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay.
This is the, Madam Chair, this is the monthly update on what's going on in the, redesign activities. I can just quickly say that we've had all of our action teams have met. The action teams primarily met in January and February, working on sort of finalizing and developing some of the tactical issues under their list of the SMART goals. We've been continuing to work with the Housing Division as it relates to moving forward in a number of those initiatives, working particularly on the new step-down level of housing. There's some that continues to move forward. We have also been working on ways to pursue an interest that we have in developing a data link between ourselves and the Community Justice Council. The Workforce Action Team has been working on some of those issues as it relates to certified peer specialists, the education and credentialing, so that's why the curriculum question was particularly important. That group spent some time developing the pipeline program, which you've just approved. The Quality Action Team has been very busy working on something which we will soon be able to share, which is a community dashboard, which will show the capacity of the mental health system, not only just us, but including the private providers and current utilization. It should be a very good statistical and visual snapshot of what's going on in the system so that we can all sort of see where are their holes, where are their gaps, how are things working. So they've been working with a group from the Tri-West Data Organization, which is part of Zia Partners, and that's coming forth very well. And then, as has been mentioned already today, the Person-Centered Action Team is working on stigma reduction and is very interested in working, as you've heard, with Tanya Simpson from DHHS and I've forgotten her name, Hope, from your staff,
yes,
to set up some individual meetings in individual districts. And this would be a very powerful message if you would consider to work on this with us. It would be a very powerful message about stigma, and I think it's a very exciting opportunity. We're continuing to work again on some of our issues related to employment. There was a meeting about that last week. And within the next month, what you should see is, again, continuation of the action team meetings and some continued work on employment and then some implementation of some of the peer specialists pipeline activities that you've just approved.
Very good. Are there any comments or questions from the committee regarding the mental health redesign? Supervisor Mayo?
Madam Chair, I really would like to make sure that the whole county board see this and they're showing how we are progressing with this mental design group. So I would like to move receive and place on file.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a question. The consultant that was hired for the redesign, can we have an update on what they have accomplished so far?
Well, we hired a team of individuals. So I would say that the SMART goals that you approved earlier today was been done primarily with a tremendous amount of work of consultation with Zia Partners, as well as sort of the on-the-ground work of Jan Wilberg. I think that's probably the strongest visualization of the work that's been accomplished. Then again, the work, as I've just mentioned, about the development of a community dashboard is another piece of work that's going to be accomplished through the consultants. So I think that they're achieving what we've asked them to achieve.
Okay. I'm thinking back to some of the conversation that we had yesterday in Committee of the Whole, and we discussed your department on its own coming up with the SMART goals. Was it your department or the consultants that came up with the SMART goals? I thought it was your department.
I don't recall that in the but if I could just say, this is a very collaborative process to come up with the SMART goals. So it was all of the action team members, all of the task force members, as well as great input from our staff, coordinated by the consultants.
Gotcha. Okay. And it sounded like Director Colon.
Director Colon.
Yeah, and also all the recommendations that came from the previous reports were kind of synthesized into these SMART goals.
Okay. Thank you.
One more follow-up. In having, the action steps after the SMART goals and how we implement this in every specific part of our departments, can we say that is the full plan, right? So we have the SMART goals and then the full plan. Are the consultants working on creating that as well?
Which full plan? I'm sorry.
For the redesign. Sometimes, like my former colleague, Supervisor Sanfilippo would say, we don't have a plan. We don't have a plan.
Oh, sure.
I always thought that we were very close to having some things, especially since we had these SMART goals on hand.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to see what's the outlook of having something further than what we have now.
Yes.
And are the consultants helping to create that?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen. So, yes, this is the key part that was requested from Sanfilippo in the past, wanting the data-driven plan. And, again, it was all the recommendations from numerous reports that were synthesized in this SMART goal format. So this is our template to execute and start moving forward. And the other thing to keep in mind, though, is that there are so many redesign activities and initiatives that we have already executed on that are not part of this plan. So, we've been providing informational reports on those.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. So we have a motion to receive and place on file by Supervisor Mayo. And I do have a card, I'm sorry, from Dave Eisner. Mr. Eisner, come on up.
Good afternoon, Chairwoman and Supervisors. My name is Dave Eisner.
Good afternoon.
I'm the contract administrator for District Council 48 and Local 170, and I just wanted to make reference to item 14. I just wanted to express how disappointed District Council 48 is by the decision of VHD Administration and Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force to not allow a union representative from VHD to have a seat on the task force group. We had made a request to BHD administration in November and were denied, and our request to the task force at their meeting in January has not been responded to, but it appears from the minutes of their meetings that it's been denied. I am unsure of why this position is being taken, but if it's relating to Act 10, the state appellate court yesterday chose not to stay the decision of Judge Kolish, which remains in effect and has ruled several provisions of Act 10 to be unconstitutional. With that said, there has been no input from employee representatives or any frontline worker who cares for the patients at BHD into the mental health redesign plan. It is unimaginable that mental health care and services in Milwaukee County are being redesigned without any input from the employees who do the work and provide patient care. There is much anxiety by the employees at BHD regarding this proposed closure and their future employment with Milwaukee County. They are very frustrated by being left out in this process, and many are talking about leaving. I just want to remind the supervisors of a recent program loss and how poorly the Mika Miles income maintenance employees were handled, and that just this week we are finally resolving remaining issues resulting from that lawsuit, and this is going on 2 years now. In closing, Administrator Lucy has talked about a closure group meeting to include unions representing employees at BHD. So far, no meeting has occurred. We're asking in your future deliberations regarding a proposed closure of BHD, the union and the employees ask that you include issues affecting the dedicated, hardworking employees who some for their whole working careers have provided care for patients at BHD and who have so far been left out of the process. They deserve to be kept abreast of their future employment status. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Collins, can you refresh my memory? What is the process in order to add members to the, I know that there was a the resolution outlined specific membership, and what would be the process in order to get, and I'm sorry because it's been so long ago that I don't remember whether, I thought it was a.
I could speak to that.
Okay, thank you.
There's really two issues. One is that we have been very welcoming of any individuals who are interested in being on an action team. And so we're very welcoming of any frontline workers that would like to be on action teams. Several people have chosen to do so, and we're very open and willing to have that occur. And that is where, as we've just shown you from the action team, from the SMART goals, that's where the action is occurring, is in the action teams. The actual task force, as you recall, Madam Chair, being it was your own resolution, had a focus of not only BHD but the greater community. And at the time, the decision was made to not have great representation of BHD, but rather a broader task force included providers and stakeholders and advocates. So those are some of the reasons that the original composition was made in that way. Actual appointments to the task force have been coming through the county executive's office. And I would say also, as you well know, Madam Chair, we're in the process of reevaluating the role of the task force, and I think it would be an odd time to add anyone to the actual task force, but we welcome anybody being interested in coming to one of the action teams.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Eisner?
Yeah, I'd just like to respond. I understand how the action teams work. We were told at the time we were denied to be on the task force that we could attend like anyone else from the public. On the agendas for every meeting, there is a 10-minute segment for public comment that comes up at the end of the meeting. In the January meeting, when I made my request formal to the task force for us to have a representative on, the meeting almost got adjourned, and I had to wave my hand and say, hey, there's still public comment, and so I barely got in the comment. And that's typically how the meetings run. They run right to the wire, and then pretty much if you don't speak up, there is no public comment, in my observation in the four meetings I've attended. So I just wanted to
You are pretty much correct. Those meetings are packed full of information, and we do have our consultant there who flies in from Florida, so sometimes he's got to hurry up and get to the airport. So you are correct. We're happy to have you stand. I know Supervisor Semper and I were both at the January meeting and heard your request. So Supervisor Semper has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It was relating to that. I wanted to make sure that was the meeting.
Yeah, why?
Because I remember at the meeting you standing up addressing your concern about your input. And I could have swore I thought they welcomed you and offered you an opportunity to. It wasn't a denial response. It was a welcoming response. But you're saying you're still not comfortable with that?
What they did was they put it on the agenda for the February meeting. And then it was alluded to, but they ran out of time again and said they would talk about it further. And all the feedback I get is that from certain members of that task force is that, they're still talking about it, but it doesn't seem like. And then if you read the minutes, in the minutes it says kind of what, Ms. Lucy talked about the membership and that, they're reconsidering, but nothing at this time. So there's really, it seems like no, but there's nothing. And so, time's moving on, and all this stuff is kind of fast-tracking now, it seems, and we'd like a voice on the group.
Okay, I can appreciate that concern, and I agree with you. Is there a way they can be a part of the group?
Well,
you mean in a decision-making capacity?
Yes.
I think we would need to, Mr. Carlson and myself and the executive group would need to think through about that and think about, as I said, this is a community-wide task force, so we need to think about not only our employees but other employees, and I think there's some concerns we have to think through.
Okay.
So I'd certainly bring it forward to the executive committee for their review.
But you have you attended more than the meetings that I've been to?
Yeah, I was at the last meeting for a while.
Okay, so you're able to.
I'm a little frustrated and left, quite honestly, because it just seems like, our issue was on the agenda in February, and then it's off in March, and then nobody seems to address it, and we're just sitting there idle. What's the point? I mean, things are happening now on a fast track, and we want a seat and to be able to have some discussion about it.
Do you feel that there's an opportunity to have a discussion at the meetings? Because I feel
not in our capacity right now. Hardly, I mean, anyone in the public, again, the way the meetings run, I mean, I had to say, hey, there's still public comment on your agenda, and that's how I spoke in January, because it almost ended, the meeting almost ended without. So I don't know if the public comments there just in, for show or what, but I mean, it seems like we never get to it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Director Colon.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I kind of think there's two things going on here. One is specifically related to the SMART goals, and as Ms. Lucy mentioned, any additions we make at this point has to be through the action teams to start executing on these goals. So we're out of the planning phase and discussing phase. We're in implementation phase. Mm-hmm. So where there's opportunities for that, then we would welcome a discussion. But it's regarding specific action on those teams. You alluded to the long-term care closure, which is something separate. So I don't know if we should talk about that or just leave it or...
I'm pretty sure that we're going to have it on the agenda for next cycle, so I'd probably be more comfortable, and I know that Mr. Eisner will be here, as he always is, and so we can discuss that then, but I think in between time, you can just take Mr. Eisner's comments and perhaps come up with a solution so that the next time we meet, you can let us know how you're going to address that with the employees. Okay, thank you.
I just have one quick more statement.
Oh, Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One quick statement. We're going to be holding those public sessions and those summits, so I definitely encourage you and your groups to come out and listen and provide comments and suggestions, because they're going to take that material and take that material into consideration in their implementation process.
We are. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right. This is an informational report. Supervisor Mayo moved to receive and place on file, so the rest of the county board will receive this. Is there any other comments or questions from committee members? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Awesome. Item